Welcome to Reflecting God. Be careful what you pray for. You might get it, goes the sometimes tongue-in-cheek warning. In Acts 4, the growing community of Christians endured persecution. Their leaders were arrested, jailed, and threatened, all because they gave glory to Christ for the healing of a lame beggar at the gate of the temple in Jerusalem. On their release, the believers prayed. Their prayer was not for protection or justice over their enemies. They did not pray for an easier life or greater understanding from their opponents. Instead, they prayed for the Lord to enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness. They knew it was only with bold faith that they could ask God to stretch out your hand to heal and perform signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. What was the immediate result of their prayer? After they prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly. What might happen if we follow their example? Embrace holy living. Visit ReflectingGod.com.